Welcome to Five to Watch, a sponsored mini podcast series featuring five exciting industry suppliers who will be exhibiting at the forthcoming RASTEC 2024 conference in Charlotte, North Carolina on June 5th and 6th. Registrations for the conference are limited and selling quickly. Get yours at the official RASTEC conference website, www.ras-tec.com. And now over to your host and acclaimed aquaculture industry journalist, Marilyn de Guzman.
This is Five to Watch, a limited podcast series brought to you by RASTEC. I'm your host, Marilyn de Guzman. In this episode, I'm speaking with Callum Graham, Business Development Manager at Octopharm. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Marilyn. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So we are talking about RASTEC conference that's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, June 5 and 6, and you're going to be exhibiting there. Tell me anything specific that you're highlighting at your booth this year that you're talking to attendees about.
Yeah, of course. So I represent Octopharm. We're a tank technology supplier, but really our focus extends beyond just the tank technology. We're all about streamlining large-scale projects with minimal risk. So, you know, we understand in the world of aquaculture, challenges aren't just about system performance and fish health, but also navigating complexity and managing capital costs. Also, progressive design build really requires a lot of flexibility and experienced partners. And we deliver not only our material to site, but provide senior personnel and a business process that specifically supports the unique needs of the world's largest RAS projects. Now, what sets our forming technology apart is its stay-in-place feature, serving both as a concrete formwork and a watertight liner. While our product boasts unique attributes, it's our expertise and leadership that ensure projects are completed ahead of schedule. We're adept at adapting to evolving design requirements, consistently driving down project costs by millions of dollars and accelerating timelines by years on large-scale RAS projects. In addition to supplying new RAS projects, you know, we do offer solutions for repair and restoration. So we'll also be showcasing our wall armor product line, which is a reline solution for degraded concrete tanks. So anyone with existing RAS tanks needing a facelift, maybe considering a demo, you know, we do have a solution as well to give your concrete a new lease of life.
Right. Could you give me the top three reasons why attendees should check out your booth this year?
It's difficult to, pick three, but I think firstly, I want to address fish health. It's obviously top of mind for owners and investors. So what Octopharm offers is an embedded PVC liner. And PVC boasts ultra-low biofilm adhesion, and it's also a smooth, fish-friendly finish. So this ensures really that your tank has optimal conditions with a hygienic surface that's far easier to keep clean, which is obviously crucial for disease management. And really, this is down to the roughness coefficient of PVC, which is superior to any of the common containment surfaces, even steel, hence why it's commonly used in domestic plumbing, for example. The smooth finish also eliminates skin abrasions. You know, if you have fish swimming up against the tank, there's a lot less risk that they'll pick up nasty skin abrasions from, say, a rough surface like bare concrete. Secondly, in today's economic climate, you know, there's rising construction costs and they pose a significant barrier. And I know this was a big topic at the last conference in Orlando. And with Octopharm, our clients can eliminate the need for stripping forms like conventional formwork, which really saves them both time and money. The product is easily constructed using a high ratio of low to high skilled labor. So that allows for quicker deployment of multiple tanks in parallel. And actually, I'd say in most cases on larger scale projects, Octopharm is the only answer for our clients. For example, if we look at a large grow out tank with a volume of, let's say, 1 million US gallons, I mean, that's actually similar in capacity to one of the largest hybrid flow-through projects that we're supplying currently right now. Well, using our technology, the client can complete construction in just a 3.5 week cycle. And that's with the crew size ranging from 6 to 8 workers. And in this case, the alternative, whether it's steel or something else, would add months or years to the schedule potentially. And lastly, the significant advantage to using a stay-in-place formwork beyond just convenience and hygienic properties, it does actually provide you with a superior concrete cure. So that actually results in a concrete with significantly more strength and longevity compared to, say, traditional concrete that's formed with, steel or lumber. And really, this is down to less drying shrinkage. So as the concrete cures, as it gets drier, it's encapsulated in a ductile material. So also you won't see cracking or spalling. We're very familiar with construction in seismic zones. Actually, we do a lot of projects in seismic zones, and you know, we've even had tanks withstand catastrophic weather events. You know, even in 2011 in Japan, would you believe we had some aquaculture tanks in Fukushima that were still standing after everything in the area had been flattened. And you know, we really back our product and its durability with a 20-year warranty actually against leaks and corrosion. And with that, our field technicians will be on site to support the project and just ensure that the best practices are followed and then certify your tanks.
That's so interesting, the Fukushima story that you just said. It makes you realize with RAS environments, there's really a lot of moving and not moving parts to consider when you're looking at building the whole environment. In your experience, what has been some of the pressing questions or the most common questions that you get from people that are coming to your booths?
A lot of the questions is, you know, can anyone build this? Can my contractor build with this product? You know, it's although we've been around for you know, a long time, you know, the product was initially innovated in the late 90s, primarily in the ag sector. But you know, we soon kind of saw it snowball into various applications like aquaculture and biogas, for example. So yeah, a lot of questions are about, you know, how do I build this? How can my contractor use this? And really, you know, all I would say is that we offer extensive support, even at the kind of budget stage. So we have a sophisticated team of estimators and engineers. You know, they take care of a lot of the heavy lifting at the budget stage. You know, we understand it can be tricky when comparing different technologies. And we will illustrate the total cost of the Octoform installation while exploring opportunities for schedule optimization. And then we work closely with your contractor. So actually, our field team has grown in the past 2 years with two new additions. Between them, they have 60 years of experience in construction and specifically concrete. So the additions of Troy Schneider and Dan Greger, you know, their experience ranges from large projects in wastewater, airports, and even nuclear power plants. So between them, you know, they've got the customer covered from a field services standpoint. And they're here to support the prospective contractors, even at an early stage, just to ensure that there's a degree of comfort. And what contractors quickly realize is that they can save a lot of money by implementing our technology. So if any clients are interested in exploring Octoform as an option, you know, we can provide a comprehensive bill of quantities that not only covers the Octoform scope, but the concrete, steel, reinforcement, bracing, everything that goes into the installation. And we can deliver that with time studies as well, so they can see where the numbers come from. And then we usually just book a follow-up meeting. We talk the contractor through the process. And like I say, they always walk away saying, wow, this is a cool technology. I wish I knew about it sooner.
What would attendees see when they visit your booth, and who would be there to connect with?
We'll be stationed at booth number 9, so if anybody wants to stop by and say hello. You know, I think what our visitors to our booth will see is they'll discover a better way to build RAS tanks. You know, we will have some samples for people to get their hands on. You know, everybody likes to get the products and have a feel for it. And the first thing everyone tends to notice when they first play with the product is the ease of installation. You know, it's been likened to adult Lego in the past. It really is lightweight, easy to install. And another thing people tend to comment on is the versatility. So with Octoform, truly any size, any configuration is feasible. We've got a lot of photos and videos from past projects we'll have on the booth to show a range of configurations from every stage of the fish production cycle. So everything from your bog standard round culture tanks, maybe some with integrated side boxes, rectangular or de-ended raceways, purge tanks, octagonal with shared walls. And, you know, even extends into the water treatment areas of the facilities, really anywhere where you see concrete specified and where the design can get a bit more complex. You know, we're all about saving our clients time and money. So I'll be attending as the manager of the aquaculture business unit for Octoform, along with our agriculture manager, Nikki Lin.
Right. That Lego reference is providing our attendees some nice visual reference. So a little bit of fun while you're attending the conference. What are you most looking forward to at this year's conference, Callum?
I actually attended my first RazTech. I think it was in Orlando last year. Great location, by the way. Loved the weather coming from Vancouver at that time of year. But no, it was really incredible to network with so many thought leaders and learn about some of the exciting projects in development. I love speaking to owners and operators and getting their perspectives. And I learn a lot when I go to these shows, from about different species and different ways to farm. And really, I'd say that we're very proud to be part of an industry that's growing and providing a sustainable way to feed the world. And personally, I'm really looking forward to catching up with some familiar faces. And of course, it's always fantastic to learn about new trends and technologies. So yeah, please stop by if you're at the conference. Come to booth number 9, and like I say, I'll be there with my colleague Nikki Lin. We'll be able to answer any questions you have. And I mean, since the last conference, we've been really busy actually. We're in the middle of implementing ISO 9001, which extends into all of our processes. As I said before, we don't just see ourselves as a supplier, but partners. And really, we're here to every step of the way to minimize execution risk. And I mentioned our field team have grown. We've also taken on a new project manager. So that's a dedicated project manager, really to enhance project oversight and risk management. So his name's Andrew Harris. And really, he'll be there to collaborate closely with clients to develop a comprehensive project charter. So that includes a risk register and a RACI chart, which stands for Responsible, Accountable, Consulted, and Informed. So really just a clear delineation of responsibilities, which ensures a streamlined project lifecycle. So yeah, really looking forward to the conference. Really looking forward to visiting Charlotte for the first time. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or if you just want to learn more about Octoform, you can email myself or visit octoform.com if you wish to learn more about our technology and look at some past projects.
Well, there you have it. Thank you, Callum, for taking the time, and good luck at the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the podcast today. And yeah, look forward to seeing you in Charlotte.
For people attending or planning to attend this year's RASTEC conference and trade show, again, it's going to be in North Carolina, June 5 and 6. And Octoform's booth exhibit is at booth number 9. Thanks, Callum.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to 5 to Watch, a sponsored mini podcast series featuring 5 exciting industry suppliers who will be exhibiting at the forthcoming RASTEC 2024 conference in Charlotte, North Carolina on June 5th and 6th. Join your land-based aquaculture industry colleagues at this year's conference. Register now at www.ras-tec.com. We'll see you there.